It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let me give the number to call. The number to call is area code 215-342-3759. That number again is area code 215-342-3759. This number is good for local people as well as out of country. So please call. Do not wait until the program is over. I'm here to take your calls, and I want to pray for you and your needs. We are studying healings and miracles. Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 to 10, and Luke chapter 7, verses 1 to 10. There is a story about a centurion. Now, this story is similar like the story of noble man. But in this story, the centurion's servant was sick. Now, as I said, Matthew and Luke records this story. But Luke gives story in detail. And Matthew just gives short story. According to Luke, this centurion was a religious man, and he even spent money and built the synagogue. You read Luke chapter 7, verse 5. And he loves the Jewish people. But at the same time, this man is not Jewish. He is Gentiles. But he had love for Jewish nation. He built the synagogue. And he had very good relationship with the Jewish leaders. But at the same time, this man very humble and very kind. We read that this centurion's servant is sick. Severely sick and grievously tormented. That means his sickness was giving him lots of pain. Luke says his servant was ready to die. That means situation was very, very serious. So what this centurion does, he sends the Jewish elders. Luke chapter 7 verse 3. And he begs them to go and tell Jesus to heal my servant. They came and start saying to Jesus, please come and heal this man's servant. And they told everything how good this man is. And Jesus start going with them to this man's house. And when this man, means centurion, saw Jesus Christ is coming with these elders to his house, he sent some other friends. That is in Luke chapter 7 verse 6. And then he said, please go and tell Jesus, please don't trouble yourself. I am not worthy that you come to my house. Just say the word and my servant shall be healed. Look at the difference between this man and a nobleman. Nobleman was asking Jesus to come to my house. This man, the centurion, didn't even come to Jesus Christ. He sent his servants. In Matthew, we read that he said to Jesus Christ himself, but Luke said he did not even come to Jesus Christ. He sent his servants and said, please don't come to my house, I'm not worthy. This centurion was not a beggar. He was also in a higher authority. And he says through the servants that I am in higher authority. If I tell one soldier, go, then he goes. When I tell somebody to come, he comes. So he says, if I am in authority and I can do these things, you are in higher authority. He believed Jesus Christ is God himself. He has the power over the sickness and disease. And when Jesus heard this, he turned around to the people and he said, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And when he said this, his servants came home and found out that centurion's servant was completely healed. God does miracles. There is a power in the Word of God. Psalms 107 and verse 20 says, he will send the word and heal and deliver and set free. He might have learned the lesson from the nobleman. Nobleman begged to Jesus to come to his house, but Jesus says, go thy way, and your son is alive. And exactly happened. So when centurion heard this story, he might have believed in his heart, I don't have to go and beg Jesus to come to my house. If Jesus can simply say the word, my servant will be healed. Can you imagine how much love this man had for his servant? And as he believed in his heart, he received the blessings of God. And Jesus healed his servant. The same time, same hour, when Jesus said it. You might be thousands of miles away, but as I pray here, God can touch you right there wherever you are. This program is going around the world, and hundreds of thousands of people are getting saved, healed, delivered, and set free. If you believe that Jesus Christ is still alive, according to the Revelation chapter 1 verse 18, Jesus Christ is saying, I was dead, but now I am alive forevermore. Jesus Christ is here and Jesus Christ is there wherever you are. Call upon Jesus. Say, Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord, be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I commit my life into your hands. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you prayed this prayer, that means Jesus Christ came into your heart. He has forgiven your sins and now you are a child of God. Let's come together and pray. Whatever the problem you're going through, Jesus Christ is going to take control of all your situations. Sickness, disease, financial problem, or any other problems. There is nothing impossible with God. Philippians 4 verse 19 says, my God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. What is your need? God knows your needs and He wants to supply your needs. Let's pray together. Matthew chapter 18 verse 19 says, two of us agree touching anything on earth, our Heavenly Father will hear our prayer. Do you believe that God can heal you, save you, deliver you, and set you free? Then pray with me. Touch someone who needs prayer, or touch your own body, and let's pray together. Believe like this centurion believed. This centurion said, I'm not even worthy to come to my home. Just speak the word. Let's have faith in God. And let's pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. You are a great God. You are a miracle working God. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are unchangeable God. You know each and every situation. You are going to touch your people, heal your people, and set them free. We commit them into your loving hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you prayed this prayer, God heard our prayers. The Spirit of God is moving right now. He's touching you. He's healing you. You just lift up your hands and say, thank you, Jesus, for touching me and healing me. Try to do the things which you were not able to do before. Go to church. Testify what God has done. Start reading the Bible. Pray every day. And when Jesus does something for you, just be thankful to Him. I believe that He has started a good work and He is going to complete it. There is nothing impossible with God. God does miracles today. Just say it by faith. I receive my healing by faith in Jesus' name and I call it done. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.